Do you like spiders? For most, the answer is probably a very strong no. For me, I happen to be somewhat fascinated by spiders. Do I want them on me? No. Do I want them in my house? No, they will die. But I do love spiders and their webs. I don't know, maybe it all began in third grade when my teacher read Charlotte's Web to our class and I fell in love with Charlotte. Until they made the movie and she looked a little creepy. Anyway, whether you hate them or love them, you can't deny how amazing they are. Each October, my front door is not tastefully decorated with dried corn stalks and mums. I drape spider web everywhere, and it brings me such joy. We have a fake friend named Spike, who happens to be a quite large, fur-covered foam spider that hangs out on our web, right above our front door. He's really cute. We've had him for about 7 years, and visitors love him. If you've ever watched a real spider create a web, you get what I'm talking about. It's nothing short of amazing. The design, precision, patience, and strength of these webs is beautiful. I love early mornings when webs of all shapes, sizes, and designs are on display because of the dew resting on them, reflecting the sun. They are stunning works of art. Some are huge on the side of the road connecting trees to road signs, while others are like small little blankets resting on blades of grass. All creatures, great and small, reflecting the glory of God. And we can even learn some truth from our little friends. Proverbs 30:24. There be four things which are little on the earth, but they are exceeding wise. The ants are a people not strong, yet they prepare their meat in the summer. The conies are but a feeble folk, yet they make their houses in the rocks. The locusts have no king, yet go they forth, all of them, by bands. The spider taketh hold with her hands and is in kings' palaces. All of these humble creatures mentioned in Proverbs 30 are examples for us that though small and meek, they are very wise and strong. What little lessons do we learn here? An army of ants is nothing to laugh at. Ants work hard and aren't lazy. They teach us to not be idle and to have a heart that is prepared and stored up with truth. A coney, or something like a tiny little mouse, builds its house on the rock, showing us no matter how weak we may be, a foundation on Jesus makes us stand firm. Locusts are small, but oh, the damage they can do. Their strength is in their unity. And then the spider, determined and patient, makes its way one crafted web at a time from the fields and over city walls to the high and dry corners of kings' palaces. We can learn big life lessons from these little creatures. I'm reminded with each web I see glistening in the sunlight that no matter how small I may feel at times, God sees me. He created me and designed me for a specific purpose. I just need to be faithful to the task before me with each sunrise and remember that no matter what it is I do, however big or small, it's who I am in God's eyes that matters. And the little things can make big impact on the world around me. God shines brightest through us when we are simply being who he created us to be. That's the truth. And that's a lesson I learned from a spider. I'm Lori Klein.